This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine and Russia have each accused the other of mining the Kazakova Dam, about 70 kilometers from the flashpoint city of Kherson. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russians plan to blow up the dam and power station to flood Kherson, while Russia contends Ukrainian forces have been attacking the facilities to cut the water supply to Crimea. Neither claim could be independently verified. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv spoke to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine about why the dam is strategically important.
This Kakhovka Reservoir is holding about 18 million cubic meters of water. So if there is a detonation, the water supply of a large part of southern Ukraine would be just destroyed, and basically hundreds of thousands of people would suffer.
In his nightly address Thursday, Zelensky said an attack on the Kakhovka Dam will mean exactly the same as the use of weapons of mass destruction. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and its key Western allies have continued accusing Russia of using Iranian drones to attack civilians and power plants in Ukraine in violation of a 2015 U.N. Security Council resolution and international humanitarian law. Russia has countered by accusing Ukraine of attacking infrastructure and civilians for 8 years in the eastern separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, which Russia President Vladimir Putin illegally annexed earlier in the year. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has formally issued its subpoena to former U.S. President Donald Trump. The nine-member panel sent a letter to the former president's lawyers on Friday demanding his testimony under oath by mid-November, as well as a number of corresponding documents. The decision by lawmakers who exercise their subpoena power comes a week after the committee made its latest case against the former president, who they say personally orchestrated a multi-part effort to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The UN's chief human rights official, Volker Turk, is calling for an end to the use of lethal force by Chadian security forces, who reportedly killed and wounded dozens of protesters Thursday. VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Demonstrations broke out in several cities Thursday, protesting the decision by Chad's military government to delay by 2 years the handover of power to civilian rule. Chadian authorities report some 50 people have been killed and nearly 300 injured in clashes between security forces and protesters. The High Commissioner spokeswoman, Ravina Shandasani, says a journalist reportedly is among those killed. Additionally, she says her office has received reports that at least 500 people have been arrested. The High Commissioner is calling on Chadian state institutions to conduct impartial, prompt, and effective investigations into alleged human rights violations. Lisa Schlein.
A federal appeals court has now issued a stay temporarily blocking former U.S. President Joe Biden's plans to forgive loan debt. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued the stay Friday afternoon, and attorneys for its six Republican-led states are asking for a federal appeals court to reconsider their effort to block the Biden administration's program to forgive billions of dollars in student loan debt. It is under what the decision means for the 22 million borrowers who applied for the relief. The Biden administration had promised not to clear any debt before October 23rd as it battled the legal challenges, but the soonest it was expected to begin erasing debt was mid-November, according to jurisdictions hearing the case. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.